Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it true that if you repeat a lie enough, people will believe it? Obviously, former President Donald Trump and many of his followers believe that lies that are repeated over and over again are true, are valid, even though those lies can be proven false. At a rally in Michigan this week, Donald Trump repeated a big lie that Democrats support killing babies after they have been born, and that six states actually allow the killing of newborn babies. That is such a crock. It's such a ridiculous lie. It's hard to believe that any Trump supporter would even believe that. But some do. I mean, here's exactly what Donald Trump said at the rally in Michigan. "I was just telling this reporter the real problem and the real radicals on the issue of abortion are Democrats, where you can have an abortion in the ninth month. And in six states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. And you know, one of those states is Minnesota, where this tampon Tim comes from." Trump finished the conversation about abortion by repeating, quote, "you're allowed to execute the baby." It's one thing for Trump to make a stupid statement, but the real tragedy is that many voters who support him actually believe the lie and other lies that he's told. I know there are conservative Republicans who are planning to vote for Trump because he's a Republican or because they believe his policies. And they think that the policies of Kamala Harris are just too liberal for their liking. I can respect those Trump voters, but it's very difficult for me to respect the Trump voters who actually believe the insane lies that he tells. One of the scariest things in this country today is the American voter who believes anything their candidate, Trump or Harris, says. It's true that all politicians lie, but the lies that Donald Trump tells his followers are outrageous and so easily proven false that it should be frightening to every American that many of these voters will go to the polls believing these laughable lies. Trump knows he's lying. And if he tells his followers something that he knows is a lie, and he knows they'll believe it, then it's almost like Trump is casting a spell on them. Trump did name Minnesota as one of the six states that allows babies to be killed after they have been born, which is a false statement because Minnesota does not allow that. And Trump refuses to name the other five states. And here's a fact. A fact. No state allows a baby to be killed after it has been born. I mean, what kind of conversation would go on in the operating room if babies could be killed after they were born? There's a mother. There's a doctor. The mother just gives birth after carrying her baby to full term. The doctor says, "Well, you've just given birth to a healthy child. What do you want to do? I mean, do you want to keep it? Do you want to take it home? Or do you just want us to kill it?" The woman responds, "Doctor, you know, my husband and I, you know, we wanted this baby, but honestly, after 9 months of carrying it around, I think we've decided to go to Hawaii instead. So go ahead and kill it." Do you think that's a conversation that takes place? That's what Donald Trump is implying. I mean, is this a decision-making conversation? Of course not. The idea of making a conscious decision to kill a baby after birth is ludicrous, and yet Donald Trump has told that lie often enough that people believe him. And that should scare the blank out of you.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.